many South Africans in Britain work as teachers, nurses, computer technicians, and in other professions. At a recent event, South African moving companies, realtors, large businesses and universities spoke to about 1,000 exiles. Their aim, to persuade their countrymen and women to return home. The companies were brought to the event by a South African group called Homecoming Revolution. Martin Scheffer, the group's managing director, says a significant number of South Africans are taking steps to return home.
The economic recession, where people have lost jobs or feeling under threat, don't have support systems around them, that's really made them reevaluate what they're doing and why they're doing it and why they're living elsewhere.
Some white South Africans say they left the country after apartheid ended, believing they would be at a disadvantage in the jobs market. Crime and social problems are also cited as reasons they sought work abroad. Professor Nick Binadel from the University of Pretoria says now, as some countries suffer in the global downturn, South Africa has become an attractive place to work.
There are many opportunities in South Africa. We were not affected the way the UK and the US was affected by the downturn, the Great Recession. So I think South Africa is still full of opportunity for people with real drive and energy.
Some visitors to the event have already decided to leave Britain.
My wife's got a job. She's a teacher. She starts next month. I'm a mechanical engineer by profession, so I've been speaking to people over the phone. I've had telephone interviews.
If anything, we are going to be able to contribute to the economy because we are bringing skills back to South Africa that perhaps we didn't have 8 years ago and perhaps South Africa, touch wood, hasn't got right now.
South Africa's soccer star Aaron Mokoena lent his support to the event. South Africa will host soccer's World Cup later this year. The Homecoming Revolution says it hopes the tournament will highlight opportunities in South Africa. Catherine Drew for VOA News, London.